Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Happy Friday, Red Friday here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Did you do it? Did you start Mikey Ev? Did you have him on the roster?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Woo! Okay. What a man he
yes.
is. Wouldn't it be nice to have that in Kansas City?
Legend.
6'5 down the left side, up in the air.
That's all you need, right?
You think you throw that ball 10 out of 10 times, the one he caught before the halftime ended? For like 50 down the left field side, left side?
Every time.
You think it's 10 out of 10?
I think it's, I'll say 9 out of 10 just because there's something
the
happens.
There every yeah. time, though. I'm not saying like, well, there might be a time Baker leaves it left, or, but 10 out of 10 throws.
You know,
it
reminds me
bless.
Of being like the older uncle that I am at times with my nephews, and you stand there and you hold the ball up really high, and they're
yeah.
little kids, and they
sure.
can't get to
give
it,
me
right?
It, give me it.
Yeah, and they're jumping, and they're trying to get to it, and you got the ball up in the air. That's what a 6'5" type of wide receiver is able to do, go up above everybody else. And because of your height, you have a better opportunity to high point a ball and to pick one off the back of a defensive back and all that kind of stuff.
That's
and
a so, good secondary. That's a good corner, and A.J. Terrelli's doing that.
Yeah, he picked on him like a little kid last mm-hmm. night. Man, they did what Bob just described is exactly what they did to Terrell
last
night.
Why wouldn't you do that
exactly.
when you have that, you know, you have that height advantage? And, and I think as we start to realize, you know, that this Chiefs team has holes all over the place in it and what they can do to fix them, you start to watch these other games and you start to, you know, have kind of envy of some of the players that they have on their roster, like a 6'5" type of wide receiver. Who that guy is in the offseason, hell if I know. The good news is that Tampa Bay franchise is dissipating at the end of the year,
yeah.
so Mike Evans may be available, you know, to come in for a year or something here in Kansas City.
You said your buddy's a Bucks fan?
Oh, yeah, one of my
was
best friends.
Was he screaming last night, fire Todd Bowles?
Down yeah. bad. Oh, yeah.
Well, Todd Bowles fired himself last night.
I mean,
quite honestly, I
love that hoodie on your way out, Todd.
Leave that hoodie. I was.
Why is the hoodie wet, Todd?
I don't know, Dusty. But I was this close to purchasing that hoodie last night, man. I'm like, $79 on NFL Shop. There was a 30% discount code.
Justifiably, he got to the cart and said,
I don't know that I need that. Then I looked at the Falcon hoodie that Raheem Morris is wearing. I'm like, oh, my God. I want that one as well.
The Chiefs
but
one's
no.
cool.
Smash.
I wish the Chiefs had something different.
Looks
every
like
once
the
in
one
while,
you got on.
Right? Yeah, it does. No, it is exactly. We all have it, right? Yeah, come up with something different because that's what these type of games do. Everybody wants to buy the merch.
And the field was sick.
Hey, the field was outstanding
was
last night. It's like when we take the kids to a concert,
great mo-job.
They want to get there early because they want to buy the merch, right? No matter what concert it is, got to get the merch, got to get the merch, got to get the merch. People don't say that really at Arrowhead where you got to get the merch because we all have the merch. I want something different. You know, I want something unique.
I still want one of those
like
little
that.
Things they've been showing, like the little cooler cup
That looks like a little.
Okay, let me tell you a story about that. Okay,
are you going to ruin my day with this?
No.
I thought they were causing fights and sellouts. Okay,
there was a guy sitting next to us at the last game at the Indy game and had one of those cooler cups, right? And I'm like, what'd that cost you? You know, for that
$25,
$27.99.
Okay,
and I said, okay, what are you drinking out of there? He goes, Diet Coke. I'm like, you paid $27.99 for Diet Coke. He's like, yeah, well, this girl I'm dating bought it for me.
There it is.
And, you know, she was trying to do something nice. He goes, I don't drink. Older guy from, you know, up there in Iowa, they came down for the game. And I'm like, damn, they should have a separate option that if you're buying, and I understand how inventory works because I worked concessions at KU and we found out how inventory worked really fast and scammed the system. It was outstanding. and then I started doing, you back in the day, you could find a beer vendor that if you just went back with your cup, they would fill it up for a buck. You just kick them the cash themselves.
Hey, they find a bartender Jack Stack.
Yeah. Because they count the cups at these events, right? And everything's based on, the inventory is based on the cups that they sell. That's why they do what they do, right?
That's why at the waste management, they do the snake
right.
cups.
Right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And so you've got this $27.99. Doesn't matter what's in it. They're selling the inventory of the cup. And I was like, damn, I wish they would have had a different option for you so you'd have to pay $30 for a little small Diet Coke. But it
booze
is what it
no
is.
Booze? No booze. No $10. Booze.
Yeah, exactly.
What does he know about the vodka in my pocket? Sucker.
I saw something yesterday. It was like a gift ideas for men, right? Like 40 gift ideas for men. And I'm going through it. And one of them was a travel size version of an old fashioned cocktail kit. So if you go on the plane, you can mix your own cocktail.
Wow.
Doesn't come with the booze. It came with everything else, obviously.
Oh,
I'm like, how desperate are you on a plane that you got to have your own old fashioned cocktail mixer going on?
That's great.
Out there. Yeah, give me a whiskey, whatever you got, and I'll make, I got bitters.
You're sitting next to that guy. What the hell?
Is that a flame torch? How'd you get that on here?
Exactly.
He's making a smoked old fashioned. Yeah.
We have to land. Gary's in the back putting together an old fashioned.
He's taking orders.
Yeah.
I was like, it's so weird that, you know, somebody
the
would
steward
buy
is
that.
Coming to him.
Yeah.
I'll do one.
The double.
Hey, 13C would like an old fashioned. Exactly. Would you mind mixing one up for him?
Yeah. I mean, I will say, like, if I will get hammered on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Airport I have to.
And plane.
Oh, yeah.
My record.
You saw me at the airport.
For beers on a flight was a St. Louis to Kansas City flight back in the day when TWA was flying.
Kansas
right?
City to St. Louis?
That's right. St. Louis to Kansas City.
So that's a 2-hour flight?
30-minute flight.
I was going to say, not
no,
even that.
It's not even that.
I flew to Tulsa and it was 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I was up and I was.
Yeah. I mean,
so how many did we hammer?
I had three or four beers on that 30 minutes. And you think by the time you take off, then it's like another 10 minutes. So you're like, they're doing cart service for maybe 15 minutes when you're on that.
Yeah.
Flight. Yeah. So that was back in the other day. That's also, I think I don't even know who I was flying. We were just on a plane. You know, you meet people on the plane and we're like, all right. When we land, nobody put their seatbelt on. We're like, all right. Yeah. I still don't know who these people are. We never put our seatbelt on. I would not suggest that.
I always have a strategy that I hope to sit next to two elderly people so they get the free soda. But then I'm like, will you also order a Miller Lite as well? And then you can just, you can give them to me. Absolutely.
Why would they get it free?
No, the soda they get for free, but then they get charged the beer. So the stewardess doesn't ask questions. Like, I'll do a Sprite and a Miller Lite, please. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Oh.
And then I just give them the money for the beers, and then they give me the beer, and I got three.
Oh, I see what you're saying. When you've already imbibed yourself. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, thinking outside the can.
Yeah, you got to think outside the can.
Mac, you think everybody started Kyle Pitts last night, or you think there's some fantasy owners in fantasy football today that have 46.5 points sitting on their bench?
I think everyone's telling Kyle
what
Pitts.
What the hell was that, dude?
Yeah, Kyle Pitts sucks.
Why?
I'll just be
he
honest
had a great
with you.
Game at 11.66-3.
Yeah, right. That's why he sucks.
He's getting paid.
Yep, exactly. Yep. He is the worst type of athlete on earth, and that's the guy who's just total ass and understands when it's time to get paid. I'm going to show up and start playing. F you, pal.
Or he finally got a quarterback.
He's got Kirk Cousins. I mean, this guy's had 3 years of trying to figure
Kirk
things
Cousins
out.
Kirk Cousins made two receivers in Atlanta last night relevant. I don't know who the white dude was that he was throwing
87?
To.
87? I can't remember.
Exactly. Watson. Yeah, 87. Watson probably. Yeah.
Watson.
Justin
like,
Watson.
His name was like Sativa, or maybe that's what
S.
I had.
Yeah.
No, that was Tesla, who plays for the
Tesla.
Other team. Yeah.
I had, something like that. And then Kyle Pitts out of nowhere, 11-166 and 3 touchdowns last night.
Where have you been for the last 3 years?
I was shocked. And I was also shocked. I thought he went 4th
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was, I didn't realize he was that high. He was the highest tight end ever taken.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you, that is a sucker bet this offseason with a like free agent signing.
But I feel like he...
Call me a sucker.
I guess, yeah. What's in the middle? Tootsie Pop or bubblegum?
Kyle Pitts.
Okay.
Kansas City.
Because I think that everybody else is kind of like Bob right now when it comes to like scouting. They're like, that's not you.
That's
an outlier game. Yeah. I'm glad that you've shown us that is a capability. Because now all your incentives...
Is that a capability or is that just a one-off that he just,
well,
oh my God,
had a day? Well, that's
why you
have incentives and contracts. We'll sign you for $25 million a year, which is probably what he's going to get. No, he's not.
No,
he'll probably get
way.
Like 17, 18.
That seems like a lot, too.
That
I'd
seems
have to
like
look.
A lot.
I'd have
the guy's Travis got a track made, record of just being terrible.
Okay, so we'll say he gets Travis Kelce money, he gets $14 million a year?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Okay, $14, $15 million
a
year.
But also guys get paid because they're the next, too.
But if you want that, like, you're going to have to get... 7 or more touchdowns to hit like an incentive, whereas it might have been before that game 5 or 4. Now yep. It's going to be like, well, we know you can do it. We've clearly seen it. You had Kirk Cousins' old ass drag you through Tampa and show us that you can go 11 for 166 and 3 touchdowns. So, yeah, you can show anything that you want. I'd like to see him continue to do that through the rest of the year in a meaningless season for the Atlanta Falcons, because I'll tell you what, you know who's knocking on the Bucs' door? Canales.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Young. Now in first place,
and
you know who plays Carolina 2 more times the rest of the season?
The Bucs.
And the final 3, so great.
It is. It really, I mean, like, you people have doubted me for the script for years, right?
Oh, it's alive and well this year.
They have told me I was nuts with the script. How do you fathom and really believe that the NFL just came up with 2 of the last 3 games are Tampa and Carolina?
And last year they gave Josh Allen the MVP, and this year they said, we're going to give you a Super Bowl trophy because Mahomes, Lamar Jackson,
right,
and Joe Burrow aren't going to be in the playoffs. Coincidence?
I think not. Like,
I'm
Carolina.
Like half-heartedly kidding.
But the Carolina should not be in any sort of playoff conversation in reality, right? But they are. And then all of a sudden, the 2 teams in that division that has sucked all year are playing twice in the final 3 weeks. You don't think the NFL knows what they're doing?
I'm sorry. If Canales wins that division, he has to be coach of the year.
I mean, if they win that division, everybody in that division should be fired.
Drake May is better at quarterback than Bryce Young. Everyone had Carolina winning like 4 games this year. The Bucs are supposed to run away with this. He's going to win the South after winning like a total of, in that franchise the last 2 years, like 4 games?
That he may win the South with an 8-9 record.
That's the thing. You know?
But again, he's 7-6. Okay, say he goes 3-1 in his final 4. That's 10-7.
Yeah.
That's a massive upgrade.
Massive from what they were. Yeah.
I had them 8-9.
Okay.
Look at me. Let's go.
Okay. On that note.
Do you have the Todd Bowles instead? Do we have the Todd Bowles audio?
Yes,
play the Todd Bowles audio. This is how Todd Bowles got fired last night.
What do you tell them in the locker room after a game like this?
It's inexcusable. You don't make excuses. You got to care enough where the hurts. You got to care enough where the hurts. It got to mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that. It was inexcusable, and there's no answer for it. There's no excuse for it. That's what you tell them in the locker room. Look in the mirror.
So it's your fault, not mine.
It doesn't sound like an angry guy. That guy sounds like the...
What's up, y'all? I got a question.
This guy then went on to blame the players.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. He went on to blame the players. He 100%. Said, it's not the coaches, it's on the players. And that's when you know he's
Adios.
Lost it. That guy is done.
Talk to you later.
Tampa Cooked. Will have an opening, if not today, at the end of the year. And that I don't know if that's going to be a desirous job or not. I really don't know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, I don't know if that's a good job. I don't know what their situation is going to be moving forward. But I do know that Todd Bowles just fired himself yesterday by blaming the players and dropping an F-bomb laden press conference after a game that you led 28-14 in the fourth quarter.
He sounds like if Ned Flanders ever dropped one.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to Marge Simpson, by the way.
Marge died?
Mm-hmm. The voice of Marge Simpson passed away.
I had
no away.
Idea. Yep. Oh, rest in peace. That's about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.